It is 16 February. It's Wednesday. I'm Charlie Garrett, and this is the Wednesday CG Report. The Unvaxxed, looking smarter all the time. That and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. Okay, I got something here for you from Alpha News. Doctor said a six-year-old needs the COVID vaccine, and now he has myocarditis and can't walk. Six-year-old. Milo Edberg is a six-year-old child who had received the COVID-19 vaccine back on December 10th. 2 days later, he was back in the hospital where he remains, unable to even swallow his own saliva. Milo's life has never been easy. Born a micropreemie at just 23 weeks, he's battled chronic lung disease his entire life. Like, I'm going to give a vaccine to a kid that already has these problems. Insane. Despite his struggles, however, he learned to walk, and his mother said he was alert and expressive in early December. When a doctor at Health Fairview's Masonic Children's Hospital decided that he needed the COVID vaccine. Not good stuff, folks. From the Epic Times, there's no law. Physician experienced in investigating biological warfare challenges medical board's misinformation allegation. Though Dr. Merrill Nass, a board-certified internal medicine physician, has been untangling narratives of dis and misinformation long before COVID-19, it wasn't until recently that her license was temporarily suspended under the allegation that she is now spreading it. Her research has brought her before Congress and state legislatures to give testimony on bioterrorism, Gulf War syndrome, and vaccine safety. I would say that this is a person that is competent to make decisions about medical issues. Throughout her career, she's consulted for international health and intelligence agencies regarding prevention, investigation, and mitigation of chemical and biological warfare and pandemics. Once again, highly qualified. She spent 3 years investigating what had been deemed a naturally occurring anthrax outbreak during Rhodesia's Civil War. Nass was able to prove that it was due to biological warfare, with her findings published in a 1992 paper that marked a new achievement in scientific research. As censorship and disinformation have thickened around the COVID narrative, Nass has followed and written about the suppression of early treatment medication, such as hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Given this background, the Maine Medical Board of Licensure nevertheless saw it appropriate to charge Nass, a physician for 41 years, with misinformation, an allegation that came with no explanation as to what misinformation she was spreading. Never before has any censorship been imposed by a collection of organizations who are attempting to make law by whining in unison about misinformation with threats to licenses and board certifications. While there is no legal mechanism by which they can strip certification, Nass said, there are no rules, regulations, or laws underpinning the threats of punishment for spreading misinformation. But they're going to do it anyway because these are bad, bad people. Zero Hedge. They will not silence me. Doctor who discovered Omicron was pressured to not reveal it is mild. The doctor who discovered the Omicron COVID-19 strain, Angelique Coetzee, says she was pressured by European governments not to reveal that it had mild presentation. When asked if it's true, Coetzee replied, "I was told not to state publicly that it was a mild illness. I have been asked to refrain from making such statements and to say that it is a serious illness." Are you beginning to see a pattern in what's going on in the world? There's no truth in what is going on with COVID. There never has been, and it continues on to this day. It is misinformation, it is lies, and they are pressuring people that are specialists in their field simply because they want to continue a narrative. Going on, according to Coetzee, she wasn't pressured by South African authorities and was instead criticized by scientists in the United Kingdom and Netherlands, who said, "How can you explain it's a mild disease? It's a serious illness. Look at the mutations." My reports have thrown them off track. In a pandemic, you also have to look at what is happening at the grassroots level. The general practitioners who treat the sick every day must be asked what they experience, how the clinical picture presents itself. When Omicron first emerged, Dr. Anthony Fauci, take away the title doctor, he doesn't deserve it. Okay, we'll just say Fauci played dumb, which is not hard for that guy to do. Right after praising South African doctors, saying, "The things that we don't know right now are whether the people who do get infected have severe form of the disease or whether it's a light disease or somewhat the same as Delta." Okay, you can see that they are really following the science on the COVID side of this argument. Epic Times. U.S. Air Force grants 9 religious exemptions to COVID-19 vaccine mandate while over 3,000 requests are rejected. I'll bet you they're all Muslims or something, you know, just some crazy, or maybe they're Church of the Satanists or something. Anyway, a couple of these articles here, they go back as far as last Wednesday, okay? So if you've already heard this, or if it is outdated because maybe it's 10 now, I apologize, but I'm just saving articles to give you a week worth of information. Epic Times, 240 service members discharged from Navy for refusing to get COVID-19 vaccine. Of the discharged, all but one were active duty. Destroying our military, one bad decision at a time. From the Gateway Pundit, devastating presentation exposing military corruption during COVID-19. A presentation was reported online and forwarded to the Gateway Pundit and members of Congress in an attempt to bring life to the abuse that American soldiers are enduring under Biden's COVID-19 mandates in the military. This presentation was created to expose the wrongdoings of the DOD from the Secretary of Defense, who is a traitor to this nation, all the way down to commanders who do not have the fortitude to look into the orders they are carrying out. You will find evidence of collusion with the FDA, corruption at the highest levels of the DOD, violations of federal law, long-established privacy laws, and human rights violations. And throughout this presentation, we ask you, the American public, to discern for yourselves the truth. Here are a few points out of many revealed in the report. The report asks the question, how can the DOD carry out a mandatory vaccination program that only has products marked for emergency use? It's because they don't want Pfizer to be liable for any of their military people keeling over and dying. Why did the military COVID fatality rate increase 54% since the mandates, while the U.S. COVID fatality rate decreased by 43%? Lloyd Austin has violated multiple federal laws by not divesting his stock interests in multiple companies and breaking his ethics agreement. He should be in prison, along with all the other people in the Biden administration, every single one of them, without exception. Charge them, try them, imprison them. Zero Hedge. Pfizer quietly adds language warning that unfavorable preclinical, clinical, or safety data may impact business. Ooh, looks like they're in a little bit of trouble and they suddenly realize it. 2 weeks ago, the FDA begged a Texas judge to delay production on the first monthly batch of 55,000 pages of COVID-19 vaccine data submitted to the agency by Pfizer. Originally, the agency was set to produce just 500 pages per month. Now, Pfizer appears to be anticipating some bad news, as evidenced by several red line changes in their quarterly 4 earnings releases. As Rubicon Capital's Kelly Brown notes on Twitter, the changes center around disclosures of unfavorable safety data. For example, in Q4, they added, or further information regarding the quality of preclinical, clinical, or safety data, including by audit or inspection. More from Brown, who notes that Pfizer is now highlighting concerns about clinical data integrity. The company also notes that COVID-19 may diminish in severity or prevalence or disappear entirely. What's behind the curtain, Pfizer? That's what we want to know now. From a GOP video, White House, Biden has great concern that GOP states are letting parents decide about kids wearing masks. Well, I got something to say to Biden. It's none of your business. It is a parent's right to make the choices that they want to make for their children. You keep your nose out of it, Biden. CNN doctor, The science has changed, so lift COVID restrictions. It's an election year. CNN is all on the left. Fox 9, St. Paul could lift vaccine mandate for restaurants in coming days. Oh, well, that's a lefty city. I wonder why they're doing that. Epic Times, Nevada ends mask mandate, including in schools. Another lefty state. Epic Times, Massachusetts to drop school mask mandate at the end of the month. Another lefty state. Gateway Pundit, after suing to keep masks just 14 days ago, New York Governor Hochul to suddenly lift statewide indoor mask mandate. Another lefty state. CNN, Dem governors outpace White House with masking pullbacks. Lots of lefties reading the tea leaves. From the Washington Free Beacon, GOP's Youngkin was villain for lifting mask mandate. Remember that a couple weeks ago? Oh, he's a bad guy. Bad, bad, bad. Phil Murphy, a hero for doing the same.
Good, good, good.
When Governor Glenn Youngkin, Republican, lifted Virginia's mask mandate for public schools last month, liberal pundits slammed the decision, with one saying it's part of an agenda to move the state back 50 years. Now the Democrat governors, such as New Jersey's Phil Murphy, are following suit. Repealing mask mandates is driven by science, da-dun, da-dun, and a sign the country is trying to get back to normal. Fox News, Connecticut governor says you have earned this freedom as he rolls back school mask mandate. I'm sorry, Connecticut governor, we don't have to earn freedom. Freedom is a right guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution. You have taken away freedoms illegally and you should be in prison. Epic Times, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan ends mask mandate in state buildings. Ooh, must be an election year. Hot air. House Democrats vote to block on Unmask Our Kids Act. Representative Ashley Hinson from Indiana, she's a Republican, by the way, introduced a motion in the House, H.R. 6619, that would require schools to remain open for in-class learning. It also allows parents to opt out of school mask mandates in order for local education agencies to receive funding from the Department of Education. 221 House Democrats voted against Hinson's motion. From GB News, England to become first developed country to declare we've beaten COVID. They beat out Biden, but that's because Boris Johnson is in trouble over there and he needs to have something to brag about. So he's saying they beat COVID. England will be the first developed country in the world to announce triumph over COVID. Boris Johnson declared the rapid vaccine rollout suggests Brits are set to scrap the final COVID restrictions a month early. The last legal curbs being lifted by February 24th. Just a short time away from now. Woohoo! They beat COVID. From Fox, James Carville. I want to punch the blank, blank, blank unvaccinated people in the face. Well, at this point, it's probably almost feeling mutual from the other side about you. Okay, I'm not saying I'm not condoning violence against people, and I'm saying that I want to punch the guy in the face. Excuse me, but I'm sure that a lot of people on the right that don't go to church would like to take that same sort of action. That's all I'm saying. From the Washington Post, Australian lawmakers fear escalation of Canberra protests influenced by Canadian truckers. That's Australia. From NTD, New Zealand convoy protesters gather near Parliament against COVID-19 restrictions. Once again, this is all over the past 7 days. France 2-4, French Freedom Convoy gets underway in protest at COVID-19 restrictions. So we've got, let's see here, Australian, New Zealand, French. Does it stop there? No. Breitbart, they can't stop us. Freedom Convoy rolls into EU's capital despite government ban. Epic Times, Israel starts Canadian-inspired Freedom Convoy against COVID-19 mandates. Breitbart, trucker protest on U.S. border cleared after Ontario drops mandates. Epic Times, CDC needs to reclaim its reputation as nation's public health agency and be apolitical, medical news editors state. Fat chance. From the Epoch Times, U.S. appeals court will not reinstate Biden's vaccine mandate for federal employees. This was a few days ago. A U.S. appeals court said it would not reinstate Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal employees, declining to overrule a lower court ruling that put the order on hold. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals declined to stay the lower court injunction against the mandate by a 2-1 vote, and asked both parties to file arguments in March. The lower court's injunction against the mandate was issued by Texas-based District Judge Jeffrey Brown last month, who ruled that Biden does not have the authority to impose such a mandate. In a 20-page ruling, the judge sided with plaintiffs who argued that language used in federal law does not give way to the mandate being enforced. In its ruling, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals did not include an explanation. Mail Online. Gail King hosts CBS Mornings from the back of a van after testing positive for COVID alongside co-anchor Vlad Duthiers. But she says she's still hoping to go on vacation tomorrow following multiple negative tests. From The Independent. This is from 13 July, 21, a year ago. A little less than a year ago. Gail King says she is banning unvaccinated family members from annual Thanksgiving vacation. She didn't want to catch their COVID when she got it from somebody else who was already vaccinated, guaranteed. And so, once again, I will tell you that the COVID-19 vaccines do not work, because if they worked, all these people that I read week after week after week would not be getting COVID-19. They've been shot again, and then they've been boosted, and they still get COVID. Okay, CBS, this is from 10 February of 2022, this year, okay? 10 February 2022. Britain's Prince Charles tests positive for COVID-19 for the second time. This is from BBC on 10 February of 2021, exactly 1 year before. COVID. Prince Charles and Camilla get first vaccine. Exactly 1 year after getting their first vaccine, he gets COVID for the second time. We might put him on the stupidest man in the world list. I don't know. It depends on how he responds to these things, which I have not seen. But if he says, make sure you go out and get vaccine and get boosted, then we'll put him on that list. Okay? From Bizarre. Not Bizarre. Bizarre. Charles received his booster vaccine last December. So we know that he was vaccinated and boosted. December. I mean, that was what, a month and a half ago? And he's already got COVID for the second time. Maybe I should just put him on that list. Okay. From Great Britain News, Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, tests positive for COVID-19 days after Prince Charles. And I checked, yes, Camilla is triple vaccinated, meaning two vaccinations and a boost vaccination. And it didn't work. We can put her on the list next to him. From Zero Hedge, COVID conspiracy theories have now magically become fact-checked mainstream narrative. Okay, let's see. What's next? Georgia Star News. Big tech censored dozens of doctors over 800 accounts for COVID-19 misinformation, study shows. Okay, so what was once misinformation is now mainstream news, fact-checked mainstream news. Those 800 accounts for COVID-19 misinformation were taken down. They were whatever they did with them. They were censored or taken down. Those people were harmed. They were harmed in their person by these big tech censors. They ought to be allowed to sue these people because they had a actual grievance that they were putting out true information, which is now shown to be true, and yet they were harmed in the process. They lost viewership. They probably lost revenue. I don't know if there's any way you can do anything about it because of Section 230, but if there is, these people should be allowed to sue them. This is just unconscionable what's been going on over the past year. All right, from CNS, CDC's definition of vaccine has changed over time. Protection versus immunity. We know that, but that sets up the next article. WKYC. Yes, the CDC changed its definition of vaccine to be more transparent. A spokesperson for the CDC said the previous definition could be interpreted to mean that vaccines are 100% effective. This has never been the case for any vaccine. So now, completely ineffective can be included in the description because the COVID-19 vaccines are completely ineffective. We've seen that. We just saw it with, you know, the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of York, and we've seen it with Lloyd Austin, and we've seen it with everybody else who's gotten their vaccines. It hasn't worked. They are completely ineffective. So that's what they need to now put on the CDC website. COVID-19 vaccines are completely ineffective, and this is your immunity boosting that you need. You need to get another 27 shots, one every day for the next 27 days. And then after that cycle, you need to start another 27-day cycle of shots every single day. That's what needs to come out. From Fox 17, experts say changes to CDC's vaccination definition are normal. Normal. That makes me think of the lady named Abby. Abby Normal. From VIN News. Israeli study. Antibodies perform best after COVID infection, not vaccine. Over time, the number of SARS-CoV-2 antibodies falls in both previously infected and vaccinated people. But the performance of antibodies improves only after previous infection and not vaccination. This is something that I brought up a couple weeks ago, and I said I don't have an answer to it, and here it is. This groundbreaking finding led by Dr. Carmit Cohen of Israel's Sheba Medical Center will be presented at the European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases in April. Cohen and her colleagues analyzed antibody-induced immune response in 130 recovered individuals for up to a year and compared it to 402 matched individuals who were double vaccinated with the Pfizer death shot but never had COVID-19. The researchers found that the number of antibodies present a month after vaccination was higher than in patients who had recovered from COVID-19. However, these numbers declined more steeply in the vaccinated group, while the avidity, meaning antibody performance quality, index was higher in vaccinated individuals than in recovered patients initially. Avidity did not significantly change over time in vaccinated individuals, but increased gradually in recovered patients. This could explain why double vaccinated individuals who never contracted COVID-19 are more likely to experience infection after 6 months. The study also found that contrary to expectations, antibodies of recovered patients with a body mass index of 30 or higher, meaning in the obese range, were higher at all time points when compared with those with a BMI under 30, overweight to normal weight range. The obese people who had been previously infected were therefore better protected against future infection. Of all recovered patients, 36% experienced long COVID, including mental health, which is 5% of the people, neurological, 9%, cardiovascular, 5%, and respiratory, 31% symptoms. The authors conclude, while the number of antibodies decreases in time in both COVID-19 recovered patients and vaccinated individuals, the quality of antibodies increases following infection, but not after vaccination. These results provide specific characteristics of the immune response that may explain the differential protection against COVID-19 in previously infected and vaccinated individuals. My thought is that if you get the vaccines, you are going to get COVID anyway. We've seen that with every single article, just again and again, every famous person. And if all these famous people are getting COVID after getting shots, that means that millions and millions and millions of people are also getting it. You just don't hear about them because they're not famous. But you're going to get COVID anyway. And if you don't get the vaccine and you do get COVID, like the vaxxed do, then you're safer than those who got the vaccine. Can't anybody figure this out and just put it out there for people to understand? You're going to get COVID if you get vaxxed. You might get COVID if you're not vaxxed. But if you're not vaxxed and you get COVID, you're going to be better off than the people that got vaxxed because the vaccines, it doesn't matter if you have a side effect or not. People are dying from the vaccines. There are millions of side effects out there, and we don't know what it's going to do to people long term. The best thing for you to do is to not get this vaccine. That is the best thing for you to do. From Newsmax. Senator Paul to Newsmax. Natural immunity recognized 2 years late. My answer? Absolutely not. Next article. CNBC. Pfizer expects $54 billion in 2022 sales on COVID vaccine and treatment pill. Big Pharma got rich. The Democrats got their kickbacks. Many people have been killed or permanently harmed by the vaccines, and the military's effectiveness has been hugely reduced. All went exactly as anticipated. What Senator Paul said, he doesn't know what he's talking about. This has gone according to their plan. They've got everything the way they want it. Gateway Pundit. What do they know that we don't? China has not administered a single mRNA vaccine to any of its 1.45 billion citizens. What is it that they know that we don't know? Newsweek. Woman died of allergic reaction to COVID vaccine. Autopsy confirms. No big deal. It's just one out of 10 billion people that died of the COVID vaccine. Why is this important? A Kansas family is planning on filing a lawsuit after a relative died of an allergic reaction to a COVID-19 vaccination last year. Jenny Evans, 68, died on March 24th, one day after she received the Moderna vaccine, prompting an investigation by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. It took 11 months for this to come out, and now they're going to sue, and they're not going to get a penny. They're not going to get anything because it was an EUA. It wasn't authorized by anybody. They just said, the FDA said, yeah, we're going to try it EUA. She took it, not knowing that it wasn't approved by the FDA. She died. The family will get doodly squat, but it took 11 months for them to figure this out. LifeSite, they knew right away. They knew right away what the deal was. 11 months later, we're starting to find out about these things. Nothing will be done. LifeSite. Baby of fully vaccinated mom dies after born bleeding from mouth and nose. That's a VAERS report. A 2-year-old's death, which was then scrubbed from the website, a neonate's hemorrhaging death, and an 8-year-old's heart attack were among recent VAERS reports. So you got all these people that are being damaged, little children, by these vaccines, older people dying from them. Why would anybody take the chance? Why would you? If you get COVID and you die, so what? If you take the vaccine, you die, say you wasted your life doing it. New York Times. In reversal, FDA delays push for shots for children under 5. I think Pfizer knows the writing's on the wall, and if they go ahead and go through with this, they may be in some big serious trouble. They're probably already going to be in trouble. Well, we don't know that because we have lefties running the government right now. If the Republicans win, they may start having, you know, congressional investigations and stuff. But I think Pfizer knows that things are not going well for them, or somebody does. Maybe the FDA, somebody does. So they're delaying the push for these shots. The decision by the FDA most likely rules out shots for roughly 18 million of the nation's youngest children, at least until April. The Biden admin had been hoping to expand vaccination to those 6 months old through 4 years. Let's just pump them full of stuff that we have no idea what it's going to do to them. As early as next week, thank goodness we got a reprieve. They are the only Americans not yet eligible for shots, and they shouldn't be. Children that old and you're pumping them full of stuff that you have no idea what it's going to do to them. From the California, actually you do know what's going to do to them. It's going to turn them into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in about, what, four years old plus, what's that, 12, we'll say 16. They're going to be walking around green with turtle things on their back. All right, from the California Globe. California senators and assembly members exempt from COVID vax mandate, but Capitol staffers must get booster. You know, that sounds wrong, and it is. If one person does it, everybody should do it. But my guess is that the California senators and assembly are all vaxxed anyway because they're all liberals. They have nothing to look forward to in the future, so they're holding on to this life as much as they can, and they bought into the narrative. So my guess is that all of them are vaxxed, all of them. Gateway Pundit, Oscars 2022. Only hired help will be required to show proof of COVID vax. Vax requirement waived for Hollywood celebrities. Freedom First Network. New Zealand police attack peaceful mandate protesters violently arresting over 120, but corporate media spins it as a clash. After Parliament Speaker Trevor Mallard took the rare step of closing the grounds, police proceeded to arrest 120 people, many of whom were bloodied and dragged from the protests after being beaten for opposing the government's ironclad rule. The barefoot protesters were given an ultimatum: leave or be removed. But when the crowd did not disperse, it turned ugly. Meanwhile, mainstream media is doing everything they can to paint this as a clash between protesters and the police. Nearly every video posted on major news outlets selectively displayed the violence without showing what was happening before, when protesters were yelling but not engaging physically with the police. The police got in there, started beating them on the head. Okay, get the cameras rolling now. Fox: maskless New York parent booted from school board meeting days after school officials posed maskless. Well, that sounds completely reasonable to me. The school board don't need to wear masks because they're all vaccinated and boosted and they're all immunized. But this person is probably a threat to them, so they should have taken her out and they should have arrested her. And we'll hope that she's in prison for many years for not wearing a mask at a school board meeting. From the expose: Australia's pandemic of the fully vaccinated. 4 in 5 COVID-19 deaths are among the fully vaccinated, according to official government data. This is Australia. Australia is very much in the midst of a pandemic of the fully vaccinated, with 9 in every 10 COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations and 8 in every 10 deaths between 26 November 2021 and 15th of January 2022 recorded as being among the triple or double vaccinated population. According to official data, New South Wales, Australia, has seen confirmed COVID-19 cases increase tenfold since the middle of December 2021, breaking records for the number of confirmed cases in the region since COVID-19 first struck in March 2020. On the 14th of December 2021, New South Wales recorded 1,347 cases in a single day. But fast forward 1 month, and we can see that the state recorded 48,133 cases in a single day on the 14th of January, 2022. The same can be said in terms of COVID-19 deaths, since the New Year deaths have skyrocketed to the highest levels seen throughout the entire pandemic. On the 29th of December, 2021, New South Wales recorded just a single COVID-19 death. But fast forward to the 17th of January, 2022, and we find that the state of New South Wales recorded 36 COVID-19 deaths in a single day, the highest number recorded to date. But it isn't the unvaccinated population who are accounting for the record-breaking number of COVID-19 cases and deaths. It is the fully vaccinated. We saw that in England. We saw it in Israel. We're seeing it in New South Wales, Australia. Not getting vaxxed last year or so far this year is looking like the smartest choice you could have made. The smartest choice. Epic Times: COVID-19 vaccine needed for Americans fleeing Ukraine into Poland, says the State Department. If you're going to flee the Ukraine and go into Poland, you have to be vaccinated. But if you're coming over the southern border of the United States of America illegally, you don't have to be vaccinated, and they will give you a flight anywhere you want in the country so you can super spread among the vaccinated, because the vaccinated are the ones who are dying. From Vox: COVID-19 created America's next health care crisis. The cancers we didn't catch early. I would disagree with that. They're blaming, you know, people not being in the hospital and being checked out the way they should be. I don't think that's it at all. I think they see rising cancer numbers and they don't want to attribute it to the vaccines. And so they're just saying that it was a lack of checking people for cancer during the lockdowns and stuff. I don't believe that at all. All right, from the Gateway Pundit: comedian Heather McDonald, remember her? She says, oh, I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted and Jesus loves me the most, and she keeled over and cracked her skull. Yes, that woman. Comedian Heather McDonald says she won't get fourth COVID jab after collapsing on stage and fracturing her skull. I think what happened is it knocked some sense into her. That's what happened. She's probably already tainted. She's probably already going to die of some weird disease because of getting vaxxed, and boosted, okay? But if a fourth vax comes out, she's not going to get it. So at least she got some sense, probably a little bit too late. From Zero Hedge, Pelosi just gave the game away over the Ukraine. Now, I've been saying this for weeks and weeks and weeks. People are all panicky about the Ukraine. I've had friends call me on the phone and say, what do you think's going to happen? And, you know, and I've said, I don't think anything's going to happen. I'm not saying it's not, okay? I'm not going to go that far. Something may happen. Somebody may do something stupid. A match will get lit, and all of a sudden there's a war. I'm not saying that's not going to happen. But I have been saying that I don't think anything is going to happen because we had the exact same thing happen during the Obama years. Okay, the exact same thing. We had all of this turmoil going on. Everybody's talking about war. And it was just a misdirection because Obama was an incompetent president and things weren't going well. And so they came up with this Ukraine narrative. All right. So I've been saying that I don't think anything's going to happen. And this is a misdirection. I may be wrong, but that is what I've been saying. And I still stick by that. And this article supports that. Pelosi just gave the game away over the Ukraine. We have been looking for this exact political construct, and today we got it. Pelosi appears on ABC this week with George Step on Top of Us to discuss current events. This was all planned in advance. This is guaranteed to be a political pantomime. The first topic is the Russia-Ukraine crisis, with Step on Top of Us asking Pelosi directly if she believes President Putin is about to invade Ukraine. Nancy Pelosi's response tells us all we need to hear. Pelosi, well, I think we have to be prepared for it. And that is what the president is. Yes, I do believe that is he is prepared for an invasion. I also understand why the president of Ukraine wants to keep people calm and that he wants his economy not to suffer. But on the other hand, if we were not threatening the sanctions and the rest, it would guarantee that Putin would invade. Let's hope that diplomacy works. It's about diplomacy, deterrence, diplomacy, deterrence. And the president's made it very clear. There's a big price to pay for Russia to go there. So if Russia doesn't invade, it's not that he never intended to. It's just that the sanctions worked. I'm very proud of the work that the president has done. Can you see the domestic political scenario that has been created out of thin air? Democrats need a win on something. They haven't won on anything. They've been wrong on every single issue that has come up over the past ever. Democrats are never right on anything. We'll just say right there. But Democrats need a win on something, anything, to shift the narrative and change the reality of their failure into an illusion of success. First, accuse Vladimir Putin of doing something he never intends to do, a fabricated scenario. Second, tell the world you will strongly respond to the fabricated scenario. Third, tell the world the exact date when the fabricated scenario is supposed to happen. Then, when the fabricated scenario never happens, it is because you're so brilliant and strong to have outmaneuvered and cowed the Russians. Declare the absence of the Ukraine invasion event as the result of your brilliance and announce a foreign policy victory. The fact they made this Ukraine crisis out of thin air is what reconciles this, exactly as predicted here, and they go back to another article that was put out before. I've been in line with this thinking all along. Once again, I could be wrong. We could have a war today. I might have missed something in the news this morning before I did this. Whatever. We could have a war, and I'm not going to say that we're not, but I have been on this page all along, is that I don't think that this is anything that we need to worry about. It is misdirection. And of course, we've got all these useful idiots all over in the pulpit around America that are pushing this and saying, look, we're going to have war next Wednesday. We're going to have war, blah, 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 blah. I just disagree with it. Once again, I could be wrong. I admit that. But I don't think that's the case. I think this is the same thing as the Obama years. Okay? Epic times. ATF ridiculed for Valentine's Day message encouraging Americans to snitch on ex-partners. Yes, the U.S. government is asking people to snitch on people, just like the Stasi did, you know, in East Germany and the KGB did in Russia and all these places. They want you to snitch on people. And what's this going to do? What do you think that's going to do? People that don't like other people, I got mad at my boyfriend and I'm going to report him. even if he didn't do anything wrong. People are going to be harmed by this, just the way that people disappeared in East Berlin, people disappeared in Russia and all that. The same thing will happen here because we have lefties, we have communists that are running this government right now. This is what this ultimately will lead to. ATF ridiculed for Valentine's Day message encouraging Americans to snitch on ex-partners. The Biden admin has chosen to use this year's Valentine's Day to encourage people to get revenge on former lovers by reporting their illegal gun purchases or sales to the federal government. Valentine's Day can still be fun even if you're broke up. Do you have any info about a former or current partner involved in an illegal gun activity? Let us know, and we'll make sure it's a Valentine's Day to remember. The post includes an image showing a broken heart and the contact info for the ATF. Unwise what is going on in this nation right now, but people are eating it up because this is the type of environment that we have produced in this nation. We now want to snitch on people. We now want to see people harmed. We don't want to see people with freedoms anymore. And so they're using that, and they're fueling people up to do just that, so that people can be taken out and disappeared. From the Epoch Times, Canada regulating crowdfunding platforms, cryptocurrencies under the Terrorist Financing Act. So these people that are crowdfunding will now be targeted by the Canadian government. Well, that's important because of the next article. Vice, hackers just leaked the names of 92,000 Freedom Convoy donors. The Christian crowdfunding site that helped raise $8.7 million for the anti-vax Freedom Convoy in Canada was hacked. Somebody went in and hacked them. And the names and personal details of over 92,000 donors were leaked online. While some of the donors did not provide their names, the vast majority did provide them, including American software billionaire Thomas Seibel, who donated $90,000 to the Freedom Convoy. Analysis of the leaked data by extremism researcher, listen to that, extremism researcher Amarnath Amarangsingam, I guess, he's some Indian guy, I think, with a name like that, shows that while the majority of donors come from the United States and Canada, there are also thousands of donations from overseas, including the UK, Australia, and Ireland. Despite over 15,000 more donations flooding in from the U.S., Canadian donors outraised American donors by almost $1 million. Good job, Canada. Also included in the leaked data were the messages that some donors posted alongside their donations. The messages contained over 13,000 references to God or Jesus. People are praying to God that these things will come about because they don't like tyrannical governments, as well as thousands of references to tyranny. Well, that's exactly what's been going on. The government is in a state of tyranny over its citizens. If you don't believe that, then you don't know what's going on. Canada, America, Australia, all of these places have just been tyrannical in how they have treated their citizens. While most of the users' messages were relatively benign, there are a number of more troubling posts, like this one from one user. I look forward to the day you tyrants are swinging from a noose. Okay. That's not a threat. That's just a hope. Okay? There's nothing troubling about that. If somebody does something wrong and if they are taken into trial and they are convicted and they are given a death sentence and they do the Spandau Ballet, that is what they deserve because they went through the trial process. That is not a threat. If you don't know what I'm talking about with Spandau Ballet, that was the name of a band in the 80s. Do you remember them? This much is true, woo, 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 whatever. Anyway, Spandau Ballet, go look them up, great music. Okay, their name comes from the Spandau prison in Spandau, where is it, Germany or Poland or one of those little countries over there in Europe, okay? Spandau prison, okay? And they were very famous in that prison for hanging people. And when you hang a person, what happens? Their legs start dancing. You know, their tongue is hanging out and their legs and their whole body is doing. And it's the Spandau Ballet. That's what it became known as because they hung so many people. So if you ever listen to Spandau Ballet again, now you know where their name came from. You probably won't like their music anymore. But I thought it was kind of inventive that they came up with that name. Whatever. Okay, we'll go on. I look forward to the day you tyrants are swinging from a noose. No threat there. Okay, other messages flagged by Monmouth University extremism researcher, once again, extremism researcher Sarah Aniano, included, "We have the Second Amendment here in America. Send your Mounties and see what happens." Now, that's not a threat. You send somebody from another country, a Mountie is in Canada, right? You send a Mountie into America and they start threatening you, you have a right to defend yourself. So that's not any type of a threat. We have a Second Amendment here in America. Send your Mounties and see what happens. And then it goes on. Cabal piglets are corrupting criminals who need severe punishment under the law. What did he say? Under the law. If somebody is doing something illegal, and it could be all the way up to the president of the United States, then they should be tried and they should be convicted. And then whatever punishment is decided by the courts, you take it out on them. That's what happens. So punishment under law, no threat there at all. It's a person expressing his First Amendment opinion about a matter. Protected First Amendment opinion about a matter. And he says, death to all liberal traitors. Okay, a traitor is a person that has done something wrong. The way you determine if they are a traitor is by having a trial. And then if they're determined they're a traitor, then you give them whatever punishment the court determines. There is nothing threatening about that, but they are twisting this so that you, if you even think these thoughts, are suddenly an extremist. Absolutely corrupt what our government is doing. We have a First Amendment in this country, and as long as you don't personally attack somebody, you don't personally threaten them or say something seditious, you're fine. You're allowed to express your opinions in this nation, or at least you should be allowed to express your opinions in this nation. All right, we'll go on. From Breitbart, Twitter allows hacked Give, Send, Go, that's the Christian website, Freedom Convoy data to spread on platform, ignoring its own policies. Of course they do. Their policies are only there to protect their agenda. They are not there to work against their agenda. And their agenda is to suppress the right in this nation. So, for the second time, Twitter is allowing hacked data from the Christian crowdfunding site Give, Send, Go to spread freely on the platform, despite its seemingly stringent policies against sharing hacked material. This time, the masters of the universe are allowing users to spread hacked data on the Freedom Convoy fundraiser. Masters of the universe. Those are a bunch of liberal idiots. That's what they are. Listen, Hunter Biden, hacked information, it all got taken down. But this, people's lives in jeopardy for doing something that's not illegal, and they're allowed to spread that information. Get off Twitter if you're on Twitter. I got off of it years ago, the same time I got off of Facebook, and it was the best thing I think I ever did. Anyway, I'm going to read you something from the true master of the universe. Okay, we're going to go to Psalm 37. It's going to take a second because I did not pre-plan this. Okay, we're going to start with verse 1, and I'm just going to take you down to about verse 15. This is Psalm 37. It is a psalm of David. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Now, I want you to think of these people that are in charge right now and these people that are doing these abominable things, okay? Because David will tell you where to focus your eyes and not to worry about these type of people. Verse 2, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off. That's a promise from the Lord. Evildoers shall be cut off. But those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. We have a wonderful hope in Jesus Christ. If you are in Jesus Christ. If you're not, then you have no hope at all. You're stuck with what's going on in this world. This is your lot in life, and when you die, you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. I'm not one to focus on hell and all of the bad things that are associated with it, but it is a reality. The Bible speaks of the lake of fire, and therefore, it is a place that people will be going to. The way that you stay away from that is by calling on the Lord Jesus, who came and lived the life that you have not been able to live. You have not been able to go without sinning. And God is holy. He cannot have somebody in his presence that is sinned. We're eternally separated from him because of that. But because of Jesus Christ, he came and lived the life that you can't live, and he gave that life up in exchange for your sins. That's what the cross is. The cross, all of that blood and all of that punishment and pain that he endured was him taking what you deserve upon himself and dying to pay for your sin. And when he died, he was buried. He went into the grave with your sin. There he is in the grave, resting, waiting for his time of release. And God said, the debt is paid. It is all paid. And he raised his son from the dead. Jesus Christ came to life. He was resurrected. And he came out of that grave, proving he had no sin of his own. Because if he did have sin, he would still be in that grave. But he came from that grave. And when he came from that grave without any of his own sin, he also came out without any of your sin. Meaning, your sin is buried away from God for all eternity. If you will simply believe this premise, that Jesus Christ lived the life that you cannot live, he died for your sins, he was buried, and he was raised again, the Bible says that you will be saved. You will be sealed with the guarantee of the Holy Spirit. He will seal you for the day of redemption. And then some glorious day, Jesus Christ is going to come back and he's going to take his saints out of this place. And when he does, this world is going to devolve into absolute heck on earth. And so I would ask you to get right with God now. We don't know when that day is coming. It could be today. Please get right with Jesus Christ. Call on him and be reconciled to God through his shed blood.